morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
Looking at an essential part of life in central Oahu for quite a while, yeah?
You bet. And what its future may be is quite dependent upon what we may see in the next couple of weeks, maybe even in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Now, the story of Wahiwa General Hospital's quest to stay open took a turn last week. A proposal for the state to purchase the hospital's parking lot land is the latest idea to meet the hospital's request for $3 million annually for the next few years. Why the Central Oahu facility needs the money has a lot to do with the shifting medical landscape over the last decade and the population that the area, that the hospital area serves. Many are on Medicare and Medicaid, and with the Senate set to vote on the budget tomorrow, will there be help for Wahiwa General Hospital? Representative Marcus Oshiro joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
There has been a long and storied history to Wahiwa General Hospital, but the latest bit that most of us have been watching since at least the last 8 or 9 years has watched it grow from a tiny little hospital that all of a sudden had to absorb a lot of ER traffic when we had other hospitals closing and ambulances being diverted to be able to serve that need, to being souped up and ramped up to a hospital that's pretty much state-of-the-art, but very much geared to its community. Given the fact that we've watched this journey of the hospital, why is it in still so much financial difficulty?
Wahiwa General Hospital is in the same situation like any community hospital in Hawaii, similar to what the rural hospitals on the neighbor island face. You have great expansive land to service, relatively small populations to service, and dwindling reimbursements of Medicaid and Medicare dollars, primarily from the federal government sequestration act. You also have rising costs of medical care, both services, equipment, medicines, etc. But the need here is very compelling. You know, 1/3 of the island receives services through Wahiwa General Hospital. We have 107 long-term skilled nursing facilities beds. We have an ER that services over 20,000 people a year. 95% of those folks who enter our ER rooms would spend 2-3 days at our acute care hospital, which is 60 beds set aside.
And a lot of those people who come in may not at all be reimbursable to the hospital.
Wahiwa General Hospital provides $2.5 million of charitable or bad debt care. In fact, I spoke to Don Olden last week, and he told me we get about one homeless individual every day at the hospital.
Mr. Olden being the head of the hospital.
That's great. He's the CEO.
As you're looking at some of these creative ideas that have come out, including the last one last week, with all good intentions to try to find the cash, is there really a way that this can be workable to sell the land back to the state and then have the state lease it back to Wahiwa General? Does that make sense? Does it pencil out?
We are currently reviewing it. I did some preliminary research. I spoke to the Deputy Attorney Generals. I spoke to some of the staff at the Department of Land and Natural Resources, the Department of Accounting and General Services last week, Thursday and Friday. Today is Monday. The Board of Directors of Wahiwa General Hospital will be reviewing the proposal put forward by the Senate. But let me inject at this point in time. I want to thank the Senate and Senate leadership, Senate Chair Tokuda, Vice Chair Dela Cruz, for at least coming forward and making that commitment of $5 million to Wahiwa General Hospital. It means a lot to my community. It means a lot to those 7,000-plus folks from Wahiwa, Mililani, and North Shore who came forward and petitioned their government for assistance. However, upon review of the proposal, we may not be able to accept it as it's currently suggested, primarily because there is an underlying lien by one of the banks on the properties. There's also a condition that's imposed upon the hospital by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation regarding any proceeds of any sale of any of the hospital's assets. So those two conditions at the onset may not allow us to move forward with this current proposal.
Because the bottom line would have to be how much of that would be eaten up by the $5 million that would be raised, and then does that put you in the same position going forward? And that's yet to be known until all this is truly penciled out.
Yeah, that's correct. I think that's where the board of directors will be meeting this morning and going over the different financial scenarios and the effects of those two conditions already imposed upon the land as first conditions. One scenario is that because of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation stipulation, half of the proceeds of any sale would go to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. So let's say that we were to sell the land for $5 million. Right off the top, half, 2.5, would go to the federal government. And again, leave us short of what we need.
Short in just 1 year's time, and certainly there would be nothing that would be provisionally made for the following year. So it sounds like this idea may or may or not work, but as you go forward and looking to keep the hospital open, what about the simple idea of just saying, you know, legislature says, here's the cash? Is that a possibility?
That certainly is a possibility. If I had my druthers, Beth Ann, I would say, what's provide $3 million this year, $3 million next year, make a direct appropriation to the Department of Health, have the director of the Department of Health, Jenny Pressler, administer that money through a purchase of service contract or expand the current purchase of service contract with Wyoming General Hospital. Number two, look at the grant and aid process, work with the Attorney General, craft the appropriate language. There is precedent for that means of financing. We did it before with a program on Kauai. So it can be done. But again, the easiest, simplest, quickest, honest, most transparent way of doing it is to provide a $3 million appropriation in the budget.
And what about getting the governor involved with all of this?
You know, the governor will eventually get involved. He is the chief executive. He will be receiving the budget once we hand it off to him sometime in the next month or so. He'll have to weigh in on releasing the money to the Department of Health. He'll be involved at some point in time.
We just don't know how exactly this is going to play out, but we wish you all the best, and certainly for Wahiawa General Hospital, and we'll be watching.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming in. Representative Marcus Oshiro represents District 46, which includes Wahiawa and Whitmore Village.